He died for you. He died for me. From our sin, He set us free. He loved us so. His life He gave. So if we ask, we can be saved.
Hello, I'm Rick Hurtless, founder of His Gospel Power, and it is exciting times that we are living in. If you are watching the news, if you're a Christian, then you should be excited. If you are fearful, if you are scared, then you need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Read His Word, and then you will understand that these times must come so that He can come and that we can be with Him throughout eternity. Thank you so much for joining with our broadcast. I want to offer you an invitation to go to my website, hisgospelpower.org. That's hisgospelpower.org. But I would like to give you more training if you would like to get that. All you have to do is fill out your email on the front page there, and there's more training. I will put you on my email list. I will continuously be able to send you things, keep you updated on our ministry as we grow and as we minister to the world and minister to the lost around the world. I am so excited that you join with our ministry. And now let's hear this week's message.
Jesus is the vine, and the Father prunes the branches. John 15:1-4, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. When we detach ourselves from the vine, when we decide to walk forward under our own accord, we can handle the battle. Don't worry about it, God, I got this. We get into a lot of trouble. I don't care if it's a little bitty battle. When we break ourselves off, we cannot be supported any longer by the vine. And we blow to and fro. And in fact, eventually we blow away from the vine, never being able to reach the sustenance again. And the Bible says that the branches that are detached from the vine will burn. Because, of course, the sun is going to get to them and they have no moisture, no sustenance, nothing to keep them alive. And they die. The Bible says to remain in me. That's a command to us. Remain in Jesus Christ. Come close to Him. When you get in the struggles, you that have kids, probably just about everybody, every one of us other than the little ones in the room, have you ever noticed when the kids seem like they're going to get in trouble, what do? If it's just a little bit of trouble, I don't mean they're going to get in trouble with us. I mean there's going to be something that's going to harm them. What do? If it's just a little bit of trouble and they're not too afraid, they come running over and they get close to me. I've noticed this in my grandkids. They get close to me. But boy, if it looks like it's going to be something that's going to be pretty harmful, boy, they run behind me. Grab a hold of my leg. Won't hardly let me move. They're getting sheltered back there. And that is what God wants us to do. But He wants us to continuously do that. You see, with our children... I'm sorry, youth. I'm really talking about y'all too. Because you are still our babies. I know you think that you're all grown up, but you're still our babies. And see, especially when you get to this age, you think, oh, you know what? Starting to spread your wings a little bit. I can do this. I can get out. I don't have to. Those dumb adults, they don't know any. Man, it's not anything like it was when they were kids. They don't know anything. They're just stupid. You know, that was not an amen moment. That was not an amen moment. I'll give you a cue. When I point at you, that's an amen moment. That wasn't it. See, instead, we want to wander. We want to get out there. But God, I got this, God. Now, God, I know you've been here for an eternity, but you're not living down here in my skin. So you don't quite understand what's going on. So I got this. And what we find, youth, and what we find, adults, because I hate to tell you this, youth, it really doesn't get much better because the adults, they just grow up, they're still stupid. I got several amens from that. That was an amen moment. Because we don't seem to be able to learn while we're on this earth. We can't seem to hold it all in. We've tried that and we want to get out there and get away from the vine. We want to spread our own wings. I can do this. Instead, God wants us to stand behind Him constantly. Because the war is raging. The battle is coming to us. I praise the Lord for the battle, even though I'm not always excited to be in it. In fact, I can take that one step further. I'm never excited to be in it. The only exciting part is that God says, if you are in the battle, that's because you're doing what He wants us to do. So I'm excited about that part. You can't bear fruit unless you remain in the vine. Once you separate from the vine and you get to running all out in there, you're going to start showing self. You're not going to be bearing fruit for Christ. You're going to be bearing fruit for yourself. Those of you who decide not to remain in Christ will not bear fruit for the glory of God. Those of you who decide to keep firm to the vine will bear much fruit. Matthew 21:18-22. Early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing the fig tree on the road, he went up to it but found nothing on it except leaves. And then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. And when the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, are you listening to me? Are you listening to this? This is not me speaking to you. This is God speaking. Listen, Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer." If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. Yeah, thank you. You're a little slow on the cue. We're going to work on that here.
Amen.
Okay. You will, if you ask, you will receive whatever you ask in my name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is an amen moment. That is when we know that we are walking with the Father. Whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it will be done. I'm not talking about Cadillacs. I'm not talking about houses. I'm not talking about the prosperity doctrine. You're going to have money filling your bank account. I am talking about God walking with you daily, and you are praying for the desire of your heart, which is now the desire of God's heart, because we know the desire of God's heart. We're praying with Him. And what's the desire of God's heart? That all come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That is God's desire. And I pray it's your desire. And one thing we need to do is step out and act on God's desire. And that desire is to reach out and have those accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior through us. Through what you're doing. Don't even think, just stop what you're thinking. Because I know there's got to be some out there saying, well, but you know, I'm not called to that. Do you know Jesus Christ, by the way, in this room? If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I know you're going to be scared now. Raise your hand. If you know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, raise your hand. Whew. You know what? You can put them down now. So you're all on the hook. Because you see, he says that we should all go and make disciples. That is our calling as Christians. Go and make disciples. Well, Rick, I'm not good at that. You know what? That's okay. Most are not. I'm not good at it on any given occasion. If you allow the Holy Spirit to begin to talk through you, you will be good. You won't even have to be good. Because God's speaking to that person. All you're doing is the going. You're not doing the saving. You're doing the going. Once you become obedient to God, He begins to work through you. Once you begin to be obedient to God in your giving, you don't have to come up with the money. It's not your money. What God gives to us to live is not your money. Too many people say, well, I can't give this 10%. Man, I don't have but this much money anyway. You don't have any money. You got nothing. You've got what you came into the world with. You got nothing. You're going to leave with exactly what you came in with. Except maybe you'll have Jesus this time. I pray you'll have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's what you're going to leave with. You got nothing. It all belongs to God. Once we start trying to maintain control, we're getting away from the vine. When we are obedient to God and we give what He has told to us. I had a professor in the university in a class I had about a year or so ago. He's talking about the tithe. He says, but tithing is for wimps, by the way. You know what I mean. The 10% is for wimps. That's for those who really don't believe, but okay, I'm going to do it anyway because I'm being obedient. That's for wimps. As I give to God, He continues to give it back. Now, that's not my motivation, because once it becomes your motivation, it's not the same thing, and God doesn't return it to you. It's when you are willing to let it go and never see it again that God gives it back. That's why He tells us, when you lend as though lending to the Lord. When you lend, did you realize that? Uh-oh. Yeah. Now, I can't say that this is maybe out of the book of Rick. Because I know that bankers lend money. And I know if they go on that theory, they may go out of business. For one, they're lending to unbelievers. I'm not sure exactly how all that fits. But what I am sure of is when a brother comes to you and says, can I borrow $10, $20, $100, $2,000? You are lending to them, expecting nothing in return, and God says, I will repay. So basically, we're not lending. We're giving it. When people come in, I have it all the time. Can I just borrow $20? And I'm going to get this job and I'll pay it back. And I said, look, we're not a finance company. This is the house of the Lord. If I've got the money, I'm giving you the money. If you decide to put it back in the offering plate or bring it later, that's up to you. That's not my call. I'm not lending the money. This is not a lending institution. This is the house of God. And we do what God has told us to do. We should walk continuously in the vine, which means we believe, if we remain in the vine, God will use us. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. You see, too many times we want to be the vine. There were 16 years of my life that I was the vine. Man, what a bad bush that was. That was some bad news, man. Those grapes were withered. It didn't work out too well. Once I reattached myself to the vine, once God drugged me back in, He came running to me, the prodigal son stands before you. I understand that scripture is illuminated to me as God runs back to you and puts you in a position that you don't deserve. I don't understand it, but I know what happened. You know what happened too. Many of you were here during that time. You remember. Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. In John 15, 5 through 8. Isn't it strange? Me and John are always talking about this. My devotion this morning, I have that, by the way, that book that I got for Pastor Appreciation. I'm in the 43rd day, I think. And I use it every morning. I appreciate that. It has been a godsend. It is written by H.B. London, who was a pastor of church for a long time, and he is doing devotions to pastors. And so they're always applicable, but it's so amazing how they fall in line to the situation that I'm handling on a daily basis, especially lately. And this morning, the devotion was, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Please know I didn't write this sermon this morning. It didn't happen. If a man remains in me, if, that's a big word in the Bible, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire. See, I wasn't making that up just a little bit ago. That's what Jesus tells to us, and they are burned. And if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you ask. You see how important this is? He says it again. You ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, whatever you wish will be given to you. It is my wish. We talked last week about the genie in the Bible. It doesn't exist, remember? But it is my wish, according to God's word, that we grow the kingdom for Jesus Christ. We cannot count the cost in physical money. That has to stop. We must count the cost in those that are dying and going to hell. That is the cost. It has nothing to do with dollars and cents. It has everything to do with the Word of God. That is the cost. The cost could be hundreds, maybe even thousands, because of the influence that those who get saved will have on the world, ending up in hell. Because we're afraid, because we're counting the cost. Because we're looking at the checkbook and counting the cost. Do we have the money in the checkbook? No, we don't. I know somebody who's got it. Amen. I know someone who's got it. We worship Him every Sunday. We worship Him daily. We do devotions. We pray to Him. We bring our problems to Him. He has the resources it will take. If we believe God, we will do what He has told us to do. John 15:9-17. I'm going to close with this. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will obey my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love. If we believe God, we will do what He has told us to do. We will love. How do we love? We outreach. There's only one thing, one job of this church, and that is to go. It is to outreach. It is not to inreach. We are saved. We know Jesus Christ. The inreach of this church is getting up and walking across the aisle, encouraging them, patting them on the back, telling they love them, go into the hospital and see those who are in the hospital. That's the inreach. There is no need that we should have parties and everything all of the time just so that we will stay. For those that's what takes to stay, perhaps they need to go and find someplace else that they can work. Because we are here to serve. We are here to outreach. We are the branches. What do branches do? The vine stands, the branches reach out. If you ever had a grapevine, you'd see it. The vine, it moves throughout the world. The vine goes and it moves throughout the world. And those branches, though, boy, we got some grapevines at our house. They reach out and grab everything. Man, they pull a fence plumb out of the ground. Those little bitty branches, you ever notice that? Have you ever seen the grapevines? Those little bitty branches, boy, they'll entangle up in... They pull in that fence that we have at the parsonage right out of the ground. We're strong because we're in the vine. We're outreaching and pulling into the vine. God has called us to reach out and to go, to love each other. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. What's that power for? So we can walk around and say how powerful I am? It's so we can go. It's so we can outreach. So we can fill these pews, fill these seats. So when we have a thin day, that means that there are those who don't have to stand. They get a seat that day. We are to outreach. We need whatever it is that you can give for God, for His glory. Now I'm going to clarify and I'm going to close with this one thing. God does not need your help. I said we need your help because I'm just me. But God doesn't need our help. If we decide not to do it, God's going to grow His kingdom. You make no mistake that the numbers that God has that He wants to reach, if we don't do it, He's going to use somebody else to go over and talk to them. They will reap the harvest. God says the rocks will cry out. Stones. He doesn't need our help. He desires our help because He wants to bless us. He desires our help because He loves us. He desires our help because He has given us a commandment, and that is to go. And He wants us to be obedient to Him. That means when it feels uncomfortable, you go. When it feels comfortable, you go. When you know what you're doing, you go. When you don't know what you're doing, you go. There's no prerequisite. It's like, well, I'm going to learn for a while. I'm going to learn for 50 years, God, and then maybe I'll go. And by that time, you're too tired to go. We have a lot in this church who have been going to church for 50 years, and they still go. And they still help. Which puts a lot of us younger ones to shame. But you know, your older ones, I'm not letting you off the hook. You're supposed to go. till the day we die. We're supposed to glorify God and go. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I come before you and I pray that you will instill your faith into us, that as branches we will reach out from the vine, knowing that we are held fast by that vine. That as we reach out and bring those in, reach hands out, reach out love, and bring those in for Jesus Christ, they will come into the kingdom. They will join the vine and become a part of your kingdom. But Father, if we are lax and we decide not to do as you have told us, I know that you will use another arm, and I pray that that arm will be blessed. Because it's about people coming to the kingdom of Christ. It's about people receiving Jesus so that they will not have to spend an eternity in hell. For your glory, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining with us on this segment of His Gospel Power. I'm Rick Hurtless. This is a listener-supported ministry, so I'm asking for your help. You could help in many ways. You could go to Amazon.com and buy any one of my books. If you just type in Rick Hurtless, you can take a look at the different books that I offer. My latest book is True Freedom. And, of course, you can go to my website, HisGospelPower.org. HisGospelPower.org. And there is a donate button on that website. You can click on that website. You can make a donation that way. Or if you would just like to mail it the old-fashioned way, mail your checks to P.O. Box 1569, P.O. Box 1569, Rockdale, Texas, 76567. And I would appreciate your help in this matter and, in fact, with any future support that you would like to give to this radio ministry. If it is blessing you, if you are hearing the Word of God and you are being fed on this radio broadcast, it would be my honor to accept your donation so that I might keep bringing it to you.
Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed.